Welcome to the Think TLH podcast, brought to you by the Knight Creative Communities Institute. This is a show about innovators, creative thinkers, and individuals that are making transformative change here in Tallahassee, Florida.
Welcome back, everyone. This is the editor and producer of the Think TLH podcast, Allison Levitt. Today we have with us Mike Pate, a passionate leader in the Tallahassee community who's currently a consultant for KCCI, the Knight Creative Communities Institute. Mike is the former publisher of the Tallahassee Democrat and previously served as program director for Knight Foundation. Thank you for being here today, Mike.
Delighted to be here. Thanks, Allison.
When you first came to Tallahassee, you came here as a Florida State University student, and I think that's really interesting and cool about your story since I'm also a Florida State University student as well. So I'd love to hear about your experience in the university and how you first came here.
Well, I came here from Atlanta, graduated from high school in Atlanta, and chose to come to Tallahassee and Florida State primarily because I wanted to major in music education and be a band director. And got down here and joined the Marching Chiefs and participated in the College of Music for a while, and then figured out I really wasn't passionate enough about the music scene to be able to make that work. So started looking for another place and ended up in the College of Business and graduated from there in 1968. But in the meantime, took a job at the Tallahassee Democrat selling advertising and ended up taking that forward as a career. That was back in the middle of the Vietnam conflict, and I was draft eligible at that time, and companies were not hiring if you couldn't fulfill your military obligation. So I was having a hard time finding a job, got the newspaper to hire me on a temporary basis while I was waiting to join the military. Ended up flunking the physical and couldn't get into the military. So I stayed on at the Democrat, and then during that same time, my wife, who was a College of Music graduate, ended up getting the job as the band director at what was then Ra Junior High, it's now Ra Middle School. She was the first female band director in Tallahassee, so it was a pretty special time for her and for her as a musician in Tallahassee. And we looked at it, decided it would be fun to stay, and stuck around. And our son was born here, and we thoroughly enjoyed the time that we were here.
So before you made the decision to come to Tallahassee, you did spend time in Mississippi and Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, and Miami. So what is it like seeing the difference between those places and ultimately why you chose Tallahassee over those?
Well, I think the issue for us was most of the moves were job-related. The newspaper industry at that time, in order for you to move up, you had to move out and go to other properties to be able to get the experiences that you need to be able to move up. I had the opportunity to go from here to the Miami Herald, where I was the retail advertising manager for area sales there for a couple of years, and then went to Biloxi, Mississippi as the director of marketing for that newspaper, and then ultimately to Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, where I was publisher for a little over 18 years before coming back to Tallahassee. So for us, it was a matter of recognizing that after we were away for a year or two, we realized how much we had loved being in Tallahassee for the time that we'd spent here, and realized that this is where we wanted to come back to. Never had an idea that there would be an opportunity to do that, and had ultimately planned to retire in Tallahassee. Then the opportunity came up because the company that I worked for, Knight Ridder Newspapers, owned both Myrtle Beach and Tallahassee, and my predecessor at the Democrat retired, and I told those folks that was my job, and we needed to figure out how to get me to Tallahassee, and we did. So it was a great thrill for me to have the opportunity to do that. And the story that we tell everybody is that Judy and I spent 22 years trying to figure out how to get back to Tallahassee, and finally did.
And so after your work at the Tallahassee Democrat, you got involved with Knight Foundation, correct?
Yes. After I retired from the Democrat, I was only 60 years old when I retired, and I knew I wanted to do something else but wasn't sure what it was. I knew I wanted to do it in Tallahassee, and worked out an arrangement with the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation where I would work for them on a part-time basis, and was the program director just for Tallahassee. Most of the program directors had multiple cities, and I didn't want to travel, and I didn't want to work full-time, so we were able to work out an arrangement for me to do Tallahassee just on a part-time basis. And I have to admit it was one of the best jobs that I ever had, because it was one of those situations where my role in the company was to give away somebody else's money. Pretty cool deal.
And so what was the money used towards for things in Tallahassee?
Yeah, the Knight Foundation, their focus was on building community. The two Knight brothers who started the Knight newspapers gave the money to start the Knight Foundation as a way to give back to the communities where they made their money. There were 26 communities where the Knight brothers published newspapers when they were alive. Tallahassee was fortunate to be one of those. And as a result of that, they had program directors assigned for each city to find the things that they felt like needed to be done in the community. Our focus was on economic development and looking at ways to diversify Tallahassee's economy beyond government and higher education. And ultimately sort of ran into the KCCI concept through that. I went to a meeting in Detroit, Michigan, with Richard Florida, who wrote the book, The Rise of the Creative Class. And Richard had worked out an arrangement with Knight Foundation where three of the Knight cities would be selected to do what was then called the Knight Creative Communities Initiative. And I immediately raised my hand after hearing Richard speak, because what he was talking about was the importance of recognizing what young professionals and the creative class were up to. And his research was showing that that the creative class's focus was on finding a place to live before they worried about what kind of work they were doing, where they were going to go to after graduation, and where these young professionals wanted to live was more important than who they went to work for. So they would look for a place first and job second. And it occurred to me that concept was really good, because his other finding was that if your community didn't have the sense of place that would attract the creative class and these young professionals, you really couldn't have the economic impact that you wanted to in the economic development that you would hope for. So he ended up in saying that you needed to create that sense of place within your community to be able to make that work. And it occurred to me that really was Tallahassee. That was really the place where we were at that time. There was really not a lot of discussion about what Tallahassee was. It was always a discussion about what kind of jobs are we going to bring in, rather than talking about did Tallahassee have the things that it needed in order to be truly successful at attracting and retaining that young talent.
And in the first episode of the Think TLH podcast, Betsy Couch, the executive director of KCCI, gave a kind of little synopsis of what KCCI is. So could you just explain some of the projects that you guys have worked on and how you have enhanced this community?
For me, the most significant project we did was in the very first year when we started. And we did a project called Get Gains Going. And Get Gains Going was focused on trying to do something with Gain Street. There had been conversation for 20 to 25 years about turning Gain Street into an arts and culture district, turning it into something more meaningful. And at the time, in 2007, it was pretty much a worn-out warehouse district. Gain Street was basically a four-lane racetrack that did nothing more than move traffic. There was nothing there to attract people. It was unpleasant to see. Nobody wanted to stay there. There was nothing to do there. And the group that took that project on looked at it and knew that there were plans to do something with a new streetscape for Gaines Street, but didn't know the timetable. So they went to talk to the city of Tallahassee early on in their project and looked at it and said, and asked the city the question, when are you going to start construction on this new streetscape? The answer they got back was 2020. That's 2 years from now that they would have started the construction. So this group took it on themselves to make their project, trying to see how much they could speed up that process. Again, this was 2007. By 2009, the city and the work that they were doing and the partnership with the KCCI project led them to a situation where they were able to get construction started 11 years earlier than was originally anticipated. I hate to imagine what Gaines Street would look like today and what this community would be like if that change had not occurred. So to me, that was really sort of the signature project for KCCI that really got us off and running. Since that time, there have been a variety of different projects that that we've done that I've been very proud of. I think one of the ones that it was the most fun for me was this most recent project, the TLH Letters in Cascades Park, because it really almost immediately became an iconic location for photographs of this community. And that was the kind of thing that we really wanted to focus on, was building place. And clearly those TLH letters are a place to go for people to recognize their community, and sort of, it's sort of a love note to the community to be able to go out there and say, these are the letters that represent my community, and I want my picture taken so that I can share it with my friends and family so that they will know how much I care about where I am and what I'm doing. It's a wonderful recognition of place that we really feel strongly about. There have been a variety of other projects. One of the ones that I really liked that didn't turn out exactly the way that we had anticipated, but still turned out to be very successful, was a project called Sustainable Tallahassee. It was originally called Greenovation. And the idea was to try to find ways to turn Tallahassee into a more green community and figure out how to turn that green concepts into industry in the community. Unfortunately, that never happened, but Sustainable Tallahassee is still operating today as a very viable nonprofit in the community that is really focused on the building of the green community in Tallahassee.
Yeah, with all the initiatives that KCCI has taken, I can't imagine, you know, College Town without Gaines Street and all the restaurants there, and right next to it, you know, there's Domey Station and Railroad Square, and I love going to First Friday and all of those events. So how you guys have really been able to create that sense of place and community, I think, is really special in Tallahassee. And it's something that I didn't expect when I came here to go to Florida State University. I didn't know that I would also fall in love with the community aspect as well.
Yeah. Well, I think one of the things that changed fairly dramatically over time was, if you go back, and I'm a really old timer. I went to school in the 60s. I was here from 64 through 68. At that time, Florida State was very small. There were only 12,000 students when I came here. There are 40,000 now. And when I came here, there really wasn't that much to do on campus. And what ended up happening was Florida State and Florida A&M as well, both focused on what they could do to serve their student populations more effectively. They got so good at it that they stopped the students from connecting to the community. It wasn't something that they did intentionally and were trying to do in a negative way. They were trying to serve their student bodies to give them what they felt like they needed. What ended up happening was, you know, when we wanted to go someplace and do something in 1964, you went to downtown Tallahassee. That's all there was. At that time, there were no malls. Downtown Tallahassee was it. There was, you know, J.C. Penney's and Mendelssohn's department store, and that was pretty much your downtown area. Had a couple of movie theaters and a few restaurants, and if you didn't go downtown, you didn't go anywhere. That changed over time to a point where the campus almost became inclusive in the way that it dealt with the student body. And now we're seeing a situation where students, we're sort of starting to teach students to reach out more and to try to figure out ways to connect with the community. And creating that sense of place is one of the major factors in making that happen.
And with FSU's Jim Moran Institute and the College of Entrepreneurship, I think that's one of the good ways that FSU is connecting the students in the community, bringing in leaders. And I know also from my experience with KCCI, I've really enjoyed interning here because I've been able to see, you know, the projects you guys have created, mm-hmm. and also just get to know members of the community that I've never met before. And it's really interesting to see, you know, what exists here, like the Mag Lab being leading the nation and the world in their work. So it's really interesting.
Yeah, it's absolutely fascinating. And you don't realize until you've been here a while just how much connectivity there is between the university and the community. But we don't talk about it. And because of issues of transportation and parking, it's hard for the community to connect with the university. It's easier for the university to connect with the community. And that's not a knock on the university. It's just what they had to do in order to be able to build the campus the way they needed to take care of a population of 40,000 students. what we need to do now and what I hope we will continue to work on is figuring out ways to connect not only Florida State, but Florida A&M and TCC as well, because all three of them have major populations of students that, that this community needs to connect with, and we need to find ways to make that happen.
And one of the great things that the universities are doing, FAMU, FSU, and TCC, they're working with the 2018 Knight Creative Communities Community Catalyst class, and they're putting on the Experience Tallahassee Festival. And that is actually taking place January 12th from 4 p.m. to 10 p.m. at Cascades Park as a way to welcome new students, from transfer students, already students, community members alike. So what has it been like to work with that team, and what are some things you are looking forward to at the festival?
I think that issue of connecting the community and the students is one that's critically important, and that's one of the things that, that this project will do. This experienced Tallahassee team has worked really hard to find ways to connect with the folks at FSU who are already running the Experienced Tallahassee project, but to turn it into a project that doesn't focus just on welcoming the students to the campus, but welcoming them to the community as well. And to me, that's the most important element of this, is making sure that the students recognize that there is more to Tallahassee than their campus that they live on. We did a survey several years ago that was done through Leadership Tallahassee when I was program director for Knight Foundation, that was talking about that connectivity and talking about what happened to students when they got to campus. And one of the things that we figured out was those students, when they come to Tallahassee and they live near the campus, they usually don't venture more than about a quarter of a mile off campus. So we have to find more ways to get them out into the community. Bringing them to Cascades Park for this Experience Tallahassee Festival is a marvelous first step in having an opportunity to do that. We already have 33 community vendors signed up to participate in the program. I say we, the project team has 33 vendors already signed up. There are about six or seven food vendors in addition that are already signed up. It'll be a wonderful opportunity to talk about how you can live, work, and play in Tallahassee. And the students will have a wonderful opportunity to see that. At the same time, the community has an opportunity to come down and see the same thing, because there are so many times that I talk to people in the community and we start talking about what's going on campus, and we start talking about the students that are in the community and what they're doing, and the community doesn't know about it. So it's a two-way street here. It's not just figuring out how to get the students connected to the community. It's also about getting the community connected to the students. And for me, that's the most exciting part about it. I hope we can see both of those entities sort of finding ways to connect more effectively than we have been.
And one of the events or the stations they're having at the Experience Tallahassee Festival is the work section, where they're actually going to have a career and networking event. And I think that's a great way to get students involved and learn about internship opportunities, full-time job opportunities, part-time job opportunities, and just meet other people in the community and see what there is to offer.
Right. And a terrific opportunity for businesses who are in the community, if they offer internships or if they hire students from the campuses of at FSU or FAMU or TCC, if they want to meet some of these students and connect with them, this work concept is a perfect place to make that happen.
As I have been fortunate to work with the Experience Tallahassee Festival Catalyst team, I think the environment you have, where you know there's a diverse group of people that volunteer for this and apply, I think it's a really unique thing that KCCI has, where people can make an impact and get involved in their community and also enhance it. So could you tell us a little bit about the Catalyst program and how people can learn more and apply?
Well, I think the thing to recognize there is that this is a wonderful opportunity. If you want to step into a role to make something happen in your community, KCCI is the place to do it. This is not something where you sit in a classroom and learn about things that are going on in the community, although there is a couple of days of that in the training programs that we do. But it's a program where you actually create something in the community that will make a difference in this community. What we do, and the way the program works, is it's a self-nomination process where we ask residents to take a look, and if they think they want to do this, to self-nominate. And there's an application form on our website at kcctallahassee.com, And you can go there and take a look at the application, and it's a fairly lengthy application, but it's done that way for a reason, because we know that these are people who are going to be asked to spend some time working on actually creating a project. Once those self nominations come in, we will then select 12 very diverse segments of the community to participate in this. A lot of people look at it and say, how can you create real diversity with only 12 people? It's very difficult, because if you look at all the different segments, whether you're looking at age, race, gender, education, whatever it is, we try to look at all of those filters to understand how we can get as diverse a group as we possibly can. And for me, I think that's one of the things that's been most successful about this program, is that we do get a mix of young and old and male and female and black and white and Hispanic and a great mix of human beings to come in who all love and care about this community to try to do something to make it an even better place to live, work, and play. And that's what we try to focus on. Once that group is selected, there will be 2 days of training in January where we'll sort of feed you from a garden hose, from a fire hose, to try to teach you what you need to know about what's going on in the community, and how you're going to be able to use that information to develop the project. And then from there, once that training is finished, you'll then start working on that project. And during the year, we ask the catalyst to do two things. One is to do something within the year that is a recognizable component of what the project is about. But maybe even more importantly, we also ask the groups to find a way to sustain that idea so that it's not just a one-off. It's not something you do one time and you're done and it's over and done with. The TLH letters will be here for years and years to come. The focus on Gain Street is continuing to develop after 12 years. Sustainable Tallahassee is still operational and still moving forward after 12 years. Other projects, the Palmer Avenue Streetscape Project, is still active and still is a starter for what's going to be happening on Monroe Street and Adams Street on the south side. Lots of those programs that we've done have longer lives than just the 1 year that they're involved in. And for me, that's the most critical component of what we do, is that this isn't a one-time, one-off project focus. This is a project that is focused on changing the whole conceptual framework of how people look at Tallahassee and think about it, and think about it as a place they want to live.
And this application is for the 2019 Community Catalyst Project. And so what you guys are doing is trying to honor the musical history of Tallahassee in this pond, and also or around this pond, and make it and enhance it a better place, since that area is being developed and so many things are happening in the area, you know, with the installation of the TLH letters that you've mentioned, and then Cascades Park, which you guys also helped with the amphitheater there and right. The playscape there.
Yeah, all of those projects are very important to where we're going to go and what we're going to be and what we want the community to be.
So this application process is open until Tuesday, November 13th at 12 p.m. And this is for the 2019 Community Catalyst Project, which is Coleshoot Pond. And so what you guys are trying to do is, it sits along FAMU Way and next to Railroad Square, and you're trying to, you know, revitalize that area and make this a pond that people will go to, like the other areas around town that you've worked on, like Lake Ella, Cascades Park. So what are some of the things you're looking forward to with this project? And if you could just tell us a little bit about it.
Well, this project is sort of near and dear to my heart, having been a musician at one time in my life. Recognizing the history of the musical history of Tallahassee and the musicians who have come through Tallahassee, I think is something that's going to really make a mark on this community. Doing it at Coleshoot Pond is really kind of an interesting piece, because a lot of people don't know what Coleshoot Pond is or even where it is. It's on the new FAMU Way extension and is nothing more than a retention pond that's there. What we want to do is to take that retention pond and turn it into a place where people can go and be able to recognize and honor that history of music that is Tallahassee. We had a project several years ago that we did that was focused on musical elements in Tallahassee, and this will be another one that will allow us to hopefully find a way to recognize some of the people and some of the things and some of the places and some of the entities that have been actively engaged in the musical history of this community, and do it in a way that will honor that history, but will also create an interactive element of some kind that will allow young people to participate and play on or play with or play whatever that element may be. I mean, it could be something like swings that make music when they swing back and forth. It could be the creation of a wind element that blows and creates music by doing that. It could be something that we do with the water. We're really not sure exactly what that's going to be, and that'll be part of what these groups will have an opportunity to do, is to figure out how do we take this and put it to a place where it creates something that really makes a difference for the community.
And that's the great thing about this project. You know, you've given them the broad topic of honoring musical history in Tallahassee, and then now it's their turn to decide what would be best to represent this, how do we represent this, and they get to throw around ideas and see what's going to work best, and I think that's really cool.
Right. Every project that we do takes on its own personality, and that personality comes from the personalities and backgrounds and histories and lives of those catalysts who were participating in the project. I think that if you would go back and talk to former catalysts, you would find that almost every one of them will tell you how proud they are of what they did because it was their contribution to their community.
And everyone has the chance to personalize and have their say. I really love the TLH letters and how you were able to bring in people from all different backgrounds and their jobs. They were able to take that and incorporate in some new way with Cosby Hayes being the muralist and Ryan Sheplock being an architect at Architects Lindstedt Whitlock. They were able to help see the vision of the TLH letters and make it happen. And then their team supported them all the way through, gave them new ideas. And it's really a team effort, and to see it come along in just a year or so is great.
Absolutely. And again, that's part of the joy of creating these kinds of teams is not just the diversity in gender and race and age, but the diversity in the kinds of talents that people bring to the table. Each different skill set has something to offer within the framework of the projects that we do. And what we try to do is to package them together in this group of 12 to be able to figure out how to make something go forward. And it's always a really exciting time because the people come in and they're so excited about being able to find something to do that contributes to the community, and then to watch them develop and learn and see the concepts come into play, and then ultimately see the final product that is what they've created. There's a lot of pride that goes into that, and a lot of excitement and a lot of enthusiasm that makes it very special.
And getting involved in the Catalyst program and with KCCI is a great way to get in with the community, get engaged with the community, and connect with the community. So how are some ways that you've been able to see people also create the sense of place and community, and how have you got involved with Tallahassee?
Well, I think that from a personal standpoint, for me, I've been engaged in trying to figure out ways to help Tallahassee build since I was publisher of the newspaper. We recognized even then that there were things that Tallahassee needed to do to sort of grow up and become what it could be. So I've been involved in lots of different organizations and projects and programs over the 20 plus years that I've been back in Tallahassee and the 6 years that I was here before. I've spent a good third of my life in Tallahassee, and it's been very special.
So because of all this work you have done in the community, in 2007 you were named Tallahassee's Leader of the Year, and in 2012 you were named Florida State University College of Business Hall of Fame. So what is it like to receive this recognition from your community and especially your alma mater?
Well, it's spectacularly exciting. I mean, it's to receive those kinds of honors and recognitions is something that I never would have expected. My guess is if you would have asked my friends when I was in college, I probably would have been voted least likely to succeed because I was not as studious a student as I should have been. But what I did learn was good work ethic and learn to be able to apply myself in different ways and use the skills that I had to be able to find ways to give back. For me, running a newspaper was not just work, but it was also a way to give back to the community. I've always felt like I've gotten more back than I've ever given. When you receive those kinds of recognitions and honors, it makes you stop and realize just what your life was about and what were the important things were. And as I look back at mine after all these years, I realize that for me, living in Tallahassee was more loving in Tallahassee because this was the place I wanted to be. And I followed the mantra that Richard Florida talked about in his book. I wanted to be in Tallahassee, and we chose to live here. We chose to leave for business purposes, but ultimately chose to came back because this is a place that we love. This is a place we wanted to be. This is a place where we wanted to retire and enjoy our latter years. And being able to do that and to be able to give back and to be able to participate with the community and to be able to participate with the university has been nothing more than a labor of love and the thrill of a lifetime for me.
And with your time at the newspaper at Tallahassee Democrat and since you founded KCCI 10 years ago, what do you think it is about Tallahassee that makes it so special and supports this innovation and community?
Oh, gosh, it's all of the things that make up Tallahassee. It's the people, it's the places, it's the things to do, it's the places to go, it's the weather, it's the trees, it's everything about this community. There's never one thing that makes up a community. There are always a variety of different things, and that's one of the things that we've really tried to focus on with building KCCI was the recognition that doing one thing will never be enough to satisfy all the needs that we have in the community. It's a matter of how many things can you do that will help build your community and get it to a place where it needs to go.
Well, thank you so much, Mike, for all you do in the community and for stopping by today. We really appreciate it.
Happy to do it. Thank you for having me.
You can learn more about KCCI at kccitallahassee.com, and you can apply to be a 2019 catalyst at kccitallahassee.com/get-involved. All the KCCI links and social media can be found in the description of this episode, and we can't wait to see you at the Experience Tallahassee Festival on January 12th from 4 p.m. to 10 p.m. at Cascades Park. See you there.
Thank you for listening to the Think TLH podcast from the Knight Creative Communities Institute. If you want to learn more or hear other episodes, go to kccitallahassee.com/thinktlh. Please also subscribe to the show through Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcast. While you're there, give us a review. And for more updates, follow us at KCCI Tallahassee on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Check back every Thursday for another episode of Think TLH. Our show is produced and edited by Allison Levitt, and I'm Betsy Couch, and you've been listening to the Think TLH podcast from the Knight Creative Communities Institute.